Jerry Bader Show, 9:36. I'm going to play the audio again, and then an email that I'm going to challenge. Go ahead and play it, Jason.
My home state of Wisconsin, farmers could face more pests and widespread disease than with higher humidity and warmer winter temperatures. Ice fishermen are already noticing fewer days they can be out on our ice-covered lakes.
Not this year.
By 2055, winters in Wisconsin are expected to be 7 to 9 degrees warmer. And by the middle of a century, extreme heat in Wisconsin, which is responsible for more deaths in my state than any other natural disaster combined, will be more prevalent with up to a month more of 90-degree-plus days. These types of dramatic shifts must be met by equally big changes in our behaviors. We must continue to push for alternatives to fossil fuels like oil
coal. All right. Now, Keith writes he was talking about 2055, not this year. Let's see Keith's email quick there, Jason. He was talking about 2055, not this year. Average ice out dates have changed. You can argue that isn't due to human activity, but winters have been getting warmer. No, Keith, they haven't. In recent years, actually, they haven't. 2012 wasn't a mild winter. What the hell is he talking about? We have had three or four very severe winters. There was, maybe 2012 was the one break in there. But winters have gotten increasingly harsher because just received a really stupid email. Because there hasn't been global warming since 1998. No, Keith, there has not been global warming since 1998. So why would POCAN perpetuate this nonsense? Mark in Mauston. Mark, go ahead.
Mark. Yeah, POCAN's a leftist, liberal, socialist, Democrat, and most of his base down there, which includes Madison, has the same philosophy, and he can't go against the official Democrat Party line.
So he doesn't care how stupid he sounds as a result.
Yeah, it's all about money and power for the Democrats. Okay.
All right, there's some that's not wrong, but I think there's something more obvious here. Joe in Bellevue. Joe, let's see if you have this.
All right, Jerry. Well, first of all, at first blush, it reminds me of Al Gore giving his UN speech about global warming on the coldest recorded day in New York City history. But I think this guy may be crazy like a fox, which is, let's not forget that if he does this testimony from the floor of the House, it becomes part of the official record of the House proceedings, which then, and this may not be where you're going with it, but I can tell you from experience, that then puts it in the official record, which people can refer back to and try to build upon, because the way it's viewed, whether it's true or false, it's in the record. Therefore, people can point to it and pretend like it's true. It sets a precedent by which other actions can be taken, such as future bills or whatever they might want to do to try to push that agenda.
Actually, I didn't consider that, but you and I are on the same page on this. I hadn't considered that element, Joe. Thanks for the call. But yes, that's part of what I think is going on here. David in Green Bay. David, go ahead.
A little late to the party, Jerry, but one thing that strikes me as interesting, is anyone questioning or asking for any one fact or any one scientific conclusion that draws him to anything of his broad and just grandiose statement?
Okay.
Question this guy for his facts, because you will run him up against a brick wall in like 3 seconds flat.
That's okay. Between you and Joe, you actually have this. Thanks a lot for the call. Because nobody's going to challenge him on this except conservatives and conservative talk radio. And they have successfully marginalized us as these deniers. Well, yeah, they're going to say that. Now, yeah, he's talking about the future, but there is no current evidence to support those predictions. Global warming stopped 15 years ago. That's just the reality. But the media is not going to call him out on that. Very simple. Yeah, he actually is going to get away with it. Because it's just us in the conservative media, conservative bloggers, right? Wisconsin has a big thing on this, that are going to call him on it. Do you think any TV station in Wisconsin, and God forbid, any Gannett-owned or Journal-owned newspaper in Wisconsin is going to call him out? Well, you can't go by anecdotal evidence. You mean like they do? You have one bad hurricane season and we're going to have 20 bad hurricane seasons in a row. It hasn't panned out that way. They point to anecdotal evidence all the time. But the reality is, since 1998, we are in a cooling trend. And the colder winters in Wisconsin, I think, are evidence of that, just as the warmer winters in the latter half of the 20th century were evidence of a warming trend. I never disputed that, ever. State Representative Andre Jacques wants to weigh in on this. Good morning, Andre.
Hey, good morning, Jerry.
Keeping warm? Mark Polkan says you are. Go ahead.
Well, so Mark Polkan is not a dumb politician. He is actually, you could argue there's a little bit of a brain drain down in Madison, but he was regarded as one of their better campaign strategists when he was in the assembly. I would certainly agree that this is something where he can mark it down for the future and it can be referred back to at any point where there is that one break in a pattern that people are trying to draw a conclusion that there is warming, and he can, you know, he's already got it on video. But, you know, and don't discount the possibility that this could be something that an intern wrote for him for special order speeches, and it seems to line up with his constituency. And you're right, he knows that the media isn't going to call him on it, but much more than that, he realizes he has complete freedom because in his congressional district, there is nothing that can touch him.
Right.
He would have to come up with stories far more outrageous than this for him to even be the slightest bit concerned that anybody would even think of doing a primary challenge or something that would cause him to lose a general election.
But you just made a really good point. We are not supposed to point to anecdotal evidence, which has become a long-term trend, but you're right. The next time there's a mild winter or a very hot summer, they're going to be all over it. They'll go ahead, Andre. They're just going to, they'll say, see, we told you, based on one isolated episode.
Yeah, and I don't think, you know, I see where Joe was going in terms of talking about it being in the congressional record, but really this is something that, you know, anybody who's doing an updated Al Gore documentary is going to be able to pick up on video like this. I mean, he's certainly going to be able to point to it in terms of, you know, the broader Democratic coalition on climate change. I mean, what really is stunning about it, though, is he is arguing that there is global warming taking place as opposed to what is much more common where they just say, oh, well, it's climate change. And that way they're covered on either side. If there's anything that
right.
happens with the weather anywhere at any time, they can just say, oh, well, it's climate change that caused this hurricane or for it to be colder here or, I mean, They essentially, you know, pick something that is impossible to disprove, even as ridiculous as it is to posit that as the reason for why something is occurring.
Andre, thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate it. Yeah, and he makes a great point there. If they were willing to blame global warming or climate change on the cold spell that we just had, they're shameless. They'll tout anything. And that's what he's doing here. There is no scientific evidence to support the dire predictions he made for the year 2055. I believe it was Johnny Carson who said, if you're going to lie, lie about the future, not the past. It's 9:44.
Jerry Bader Show.